kiss my bleep. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Mitt Romney's foreign policy tour has finally wrapped up, which has to be a relief to everybody involved. Reporters managed to find something to criticize at every stop, and after the Q&A in London, where Romney had to backtrack on his criticism of security at the Olympics, he just stopped taking questions from the traveling press. And their frustration finally erupted in Poland.
Governor Romney!
Governor Romney, do you have a statement for the Palestinians?
What about your gaffe?
Governor Romney, do you feel that your gaffes have overshadowed your foreign trip?
Now, this is, of course, what reporters do, except at this particular moment, they were in Warsaw near a memorial to Pope John Paul II. So a Romney aide wants them to shut up out of respect.
Show some respect.
We haven't had another chance to ask him questions.
This is a holy sight.
Kiss my bleep. This is a holy sight, the Romney aide says, for which he later apologized. Now, it's true. Saying kiss my bleep, this is a holy sight, is itself probably not suitable for a holy sight. As Jeff Greenfield tweeted, saying kiss my bleep, this is a holy sight, is like saying you can't fight in here, this is the war room.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here, this is the war room.
But I would just say to the traveling press corps, look, he obviously doesn't like your questions, and asking them louder isn't going to work. Plus, you seem to have this idea that U.S. voters somehow care about foreign policy. You need to get the heck out of the traveling press corps. Let passersby cover him on their iPhones. If you want to get on the air, figure out what's in those tax returns we're not seeing. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.